Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, it's Mark Reardon in the 97.1 FM Talk mobile traffic unit, which is also known as my car, on the way to work. And, well, the other side doesn't look good. This is 44 eastbound, and I'm approaching Tower Grove Park, and it's very snow-covered, as you can see, and this is just the beginning of all this. So Sue Thomas is going to mainly handle the show this afternoon. I won't have to say much at all.
Yeah, I'm checking out right now. I just figure I might as well check out because here's what's interesting, though, Sue, because you know where I live in the Fenton High Ridge area, so I get on Gravois to get to 270, and
yeah,
270
yeah.
was all right. And then I get on 44, and it's a mess. It's like all snow-covered. The left lane, the passing lane, completely snow-covered.
Yes.
People going very slowly. The westbound lanes were moving even slower. Now, Becky's out picking my daughter up from school right now. We were wondering kind of what the school districts were going to do because they knew the snow was on the way, and Rockwood canceled all the after-school activities. But she said the roads around our house are fine. But I was stunned by how much snow was on 44 compared to 270 and some of the side roads. So I don't know how to explain that, but people are going to suffer this afternoon. Even though it's not snowing very heavily, it's a slow go on many of these roads.
Yeah, that's what it is. And it mostly seems to be 44 and then to the north. Now, 55 wasn't bad. I just drove it. And it's fine, but man, look at all the red on this map. I will post it on X. At it's like 6768.
Everything from 44 north.
Yeah, it's just like totally red and snow covered.
I don't get it because it shouldn't be that bad out there.
But, it's not that much.
Well, Dave Murray's going to join us after 4 o'clock with a live update. Now, Fred, welcome back because you just got back from vacation. You missed the 5 or 6 inches we got the other day, and for once, no offense to our meteorologist, but I mean, they nailed that one.
Yeah, they were right.
Right into, I guess that would have been Saturday morning, right? My grandson was here, and the kids from Houston, and they made it back on Friday before all the snow came in. But I woke up at like 4 a.m, and I took a peek out the window. I'm like, oh, okay. Looks like we are going to get some snow. And then when I woke up in the morning, it was a good, probably 5 inches in Fenton where I was. That's what she said. But anyway, welcome back to everyone in the audience in the show. After we get back from a bit of a break, it seems weird that a week ago, and Fred, you weren't there, we had a great broadcast for Guns N' Hoses at Helen Fitzgerald's. It was amazing.
So the weigh-ins, they did the weigh-ins?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was cool.
We had great fun. We had the passion. It's not unlike what we do when we go out and we talk to people at the fish fries and the folks that volunteer, because the passion that people have for putting that event together and what they do for the first responders, what Backstoppers does, is really, really amazing. So I was not here, as you know, on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Sue, you were here, I think, through Tuesday. I was even listening to the show on one day. You guys got a message from me, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. It was something in Sue's news. I can't remember what it was.
I can't remember what it was either, but I was like, I tuned in and I thought, oh, that's something. Ethan, what was it? Because it was something that I was like being completely honest about.
It was something regarding you treating your producers
so
oh,
bad
you made somebody
that they
cry.
Quit.
No, yeah, that's
here,
it.
Fred, the question was this. Hang on. The question was, have you ever just like quit a job, got up and quit like in the middle of the...
Revenge quitting.
Right, something like that. And I remember the kid that one day on KMOX where he just...
Fred's like, I've been scarred by that.
He just walked out and he goes, I'm going back to Schnucks. I can't take this. I'm like, okay. And I don't think it was just me, Fred. It was the whole process. Was it just
me? You see Fred's neutral face, Mark? You know what that means?
Was it just me? Did I have a lot to do with it?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. That was like 15 years ago. It's a kinder, gentler Mark Reardon now. Wouldn't you agree, Fred?
It is. We've kept Ethan long.
Okay.
Almost like about a year, right?
That's true. That's a good point.
So one of the things that happened, you know, with Fred being gone, and can we say where you were now
at this point? Sure.
Okay, because we didn't want to publicize that. I was in charge of looting his home. We didn't want other people to loot his home while he was away. But you went to Costa Rica.
Yeah, I was there for pretty much a full week. Got there last Saturday. Tried to come back on Saturday.
Okay, so that's where the story gets. I do want to hear about the monkeys and all this stuff, but I think this is very relatable. We were extremely concerned just about getting the crew from Houston here and then getting them back because of all the delays. Aiden, who was coming from Chicago, was in his car, so you know the weather mattered, but the flights didn't matter. But you were obviously able to get to Costa Rica with little or no problem.
Yeah, that was pretty direct. Coming home, we had to leave our jungle home where we stayed in Costa Rica and drive 3 hours to get to San Jose, the main city where the airport was. And so we got there probably around 10 in the morning for a 1 p.m. flight.
Okay, yep.
To find out that it was delayed for 6 hours.
Okay.
And then it was delayed a couple more hours.
Jeez. And why, Fred, did they say 6 hours is a long time?
They said that the plane had some mechanical issues and they were flying in another plane.
Okay.
So what turns out, I mean, if you look online and someone sent me a text of a story that said, you know, there was this, I guess, a problem with the Airbus 320s worldwide, of which American Airlines had 200 of them, where there was something wrong. And the one plane made an immediate altitude drop. So they had to stop all planes. Everybody had to do an emergency software fix.
That sounds like a wise decision.
Yeah.
When you think
about it. So, you know, when something like that starts, everything else gets messed up and delayed and pushed. So, and that was just one of the reasons. I imagine another problem was it was the Thanksgiving return holiday.
And
then
the
snow.
Right, the weather.
So we missed our connecting flight in Miami back to St. Louis on Saturday night. And we knew that going in, so they were trying to rebook everyone. And so we ended up, and they said, don't worry about it. We'll get you a hotel while you're in Miami overnight, and we'll pay for your transportation and food. Well, we didn't get into Miami then from Costa Rica till about 1:40 in the morning, Saturday night. And our outgoing plane to Dallas, we flew from Miami to Dallas, was set at 5 a.m., like 4 hours from then.
So at that point, it's not really worth going to a hotel or anything like that. Yeah.
So Marie and I just kind of slept in the Miami-Dade airport.
Now, were the kids not with you? Did they have separate flights?
They had separate flights. They flew Copa Air from Costa Rica to Panama to their homes in Washington and D.C.
And were they fine?
And they were fine.
They were perfect. Yeah.
No delays.
Yeah.
It's always a delight to sleep in the airport.
Oh man, it was horrid. But you know, you got to do what you got to do.
I don't think we actually slept. Yeah,
no.
A lot of closed eyes, but no sleeping.
But so, like, I was reading Fred's text to us to a couple of people.
First world problems,
right? And that's very nice of you to point that out, and it's true too. Because when you think about perspective, there are a lot of people going through tough times, and I've tried to keep that in mind as well. But having said that, when I read the text messages to a couple of different people, just sort of expressing, like I was sharing this with Becky, I mean, I would be just completely losing my, you know what.
Yep.
And you have to kind of tell yourself, well, mechanical issues may keep you from crashing, and this is what happens. But that is a long time to put up with delays at an airport. How did you, like, I don't see Fred as the guy that's got like 30 shows on the iPad ready to watch either.
No, I didn't.
So what did you do to fill time?
Walked a lot.
Okay.
Walked around, tried to figure out how to spend my $12 meal voucher.
Is that what they gave you?
Yeah, $12 voucher.
That doesn't even get you a Starbucks in the airport.
Yeah, what'd you settle on, Fred?
And Starbucks was the only restaurant that did not take part Everybody else takes part in it except
that
Starbucks.
That figures, too.
What did you eat then?
I got a like a sub sandwich.
Okay. $12 sub.
Oh yeah. It was $10.99 with tax. $11.80.
That's
so
hilarious.
I got
That's...
20 cents from the math.
So let me ask a question.
It was great, though.
Maritally.
Yeah.
Sue's now amongst the married. Maritally. Because if, like, Becky and I were in a situation like that, she would absolutely want to kill me.
Yes.
And I would deserve it,
she
probably,
be
because
justified.
I'd be losing my absolute blank. But are you and Marie, like, what's the process? Everything's fine there?
We were great. We knew
really?
There was nothing we could do. You know,
okay.
We waited in line in Costa Rica for, you know, 2 hours to try and get everything changed.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, we can't. We've got no flights available.
Did you bring a monkey back or anything like that?
What about a pig? I saw the wild boar.
Yeah, no. We saw a lot of monkeys, wild pigs on the beaches, wild pigs near our house, monkeys in the trees.
Like, if you needed to dispose of a body, you were set. You just send that over to the wild pigs and they'll take care of it.
Yeah, it was like living in this exclusive, like, jungle home. At the top of a jungle in Costa Rica.
Nice. But it was a good trip overall.
Oh, it was great.
Beautiful.
We had a great time. We, you know, the boys had a great time. They rode ATVs in the jungle. Marie and I toured a chocolate farm.
How was that?
That was really cool. I learned a whole lot about the cocoa bean.
Really?
That I didn't know before.
All right.
And it was great. We had a great time. They did all sorts of wild water things. Lots of really pretty beaches once you found the roads.
Nice.
And again, a first worlder going to a third world nation. You know, the roads were pretty bad in most spots, but you just drove them.
Just deal
and
with it. Right.
Everybody we met there was friendly and happy. Restaurants everywhere on the roads. Lots of small restaurants. The food was great.
Yeah, it's on my list. Costa Rica's on my list. I've never been there. Becky's been
beautiful.
There, but I really would like to go.
And, all right. And then the main thing was a toilet paper problem. Not a shortage, but you could not flush the toilet paper.
Oh, I've heard that.
I'm sorry.
Like,
because the,
right,
sanitary,
this happens.
The drainage system can't handle the toilet paper.
So what do you do?
At our place, they have like a small trash can there with another bag that's to be used.
After
the first time,
can
you get
I have
used
a,
to it.
Say,
you get
can
used
I please
to
say,
yeah, I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
I'm not. Thank you for that. I can't.
That's like. But that happens.
If there's ever a time to get a bidet,
that would be it.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, we got to get rocking and rolling here on a Monday because we have a lot of business to catch up on. There's this crazy story about, you know, what happened in Minnesota with the Somali refugees and how much money they've ripped off from the taxpayers. Liz Collin, who is a former, you know, reporter anchor in Minneapolis. She's the one who did the documentary, The Fall of Minneapolis. She's coming up here, and there's some Tim Walz, you know, Trump stuff that goes hand in hand with that. This is the day that sports wagering kicks in Missouri. Alex Gold, who is with 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City, will join us. The Chiefs did not have the best Thanksgiving, unfortunately. We'll have a Monday edition of Sue's News. Curtis Houck will be here. One of the things that happened over the break is the White House has set up a new portal exposing the biggest fake news offenders. That should be fun, certainly. And we got a whole bunch of other stuff. I have some Thanksgiving stories to share, some stories about the grandchild I rewatched, and I was so happy that I did. And I want to share a little of this later in the show and some thoughts on rewatching Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And finally, Sue, watching at least most of the John Candy documentary
on
Amazon.
I want to hear about that.
So I'll share those stories as we move along here this afternoon as well. It's a Monday edition of the Mark Reardon Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Well, Sue's settling in for a fun traffic afternoon. You know, I just think it's weird that, like, you were even addressing this, that the side streets seem to be in much better shape than the interstates, right?
Some of them, it depends on where, well, of course, as always, it depends on where you are.
You know, it is interesting. You know, one thing that happens, I've told you this, I live only about maybe a mile from the Jeffco-St. Louis County line. So as I'm heading out, the St. Louis County portion of the road that I'm exiting by my house is fine. And I mean, as soon as you get to the county line, there's actually a sign that says end of St. Louis County line, the roads immediately have snow on them because of the different chemicals or whatever. So you are going to get, and this is what happened last year when we had some state responsibility versus county versus, you know, municipality, and things did not go very well, as you remember. But this is nuts, Sue, to have. We used to have snow this early, you know, and it just, it doesn't really happen anymore. Our next guest is up in Minnesota, probably laughing at us right now. Liz Collin, investigative journalist with Alpha News, and she's the one who produced the great documentary, The Fall of Minneapolis. We get 2 inches of snow here, Liz, and all hell breaks loose. You're laughing from Minneapolis. I know that.
I'm laughing inside, and now I guess outside as well, you guys. Good to chat. Yeah, we have more than a couple inches on the ground here in Minnesota, that's for sure.
That's what I heard. All right, so as I was off most of last week, I worked on Monday. I'm not paying attention to all the news until the weekend. I start hearing a little bit about, President Trump calling Tim Walz a retard and then doubling down on that, and Tim Walz saying some things about President Trump. But this story that was even covered by the New York Times, of all sources, about this corruption with the Somalis in Minnesota is quite something, isn't it?
Yeah, we have been in the national news for all the wrong reasons as of late. But certainly, you're right, President Trump bringing a lot of this to the forefront. I'll be honest that over at Alpha News, we have covered so many stories over the years on Somali fraud. I encourage people to head to alphanews.org. We actually have a special fraud page set up. There is so much of it. Seems to be perhaps new to the national audience, but this has been an ongoing issue for years in Minnesota. And I think many people here are thankful for the attention from the feds and hoping that more can be done to stop this. But we have, I think the estimate is two, perhaps even $3 billion in fraud.
Yeah.
And they think that those are even conservative estimates at this point. But just these different programs being raided, some have been closed down at this point. The Somali community, in many instances, they've set up fake meal sites tied with a fraud known as Feeding Our Future. They've now charged 78 people in that. I think all but eight of them are Somali. Again and again, every program tied to some of these Medicaid reimbursements and whatnot, you can just see the numbers skyrocket as far as how much money is being reimbursed to the community. And it's really an issue. And obviously the governor, Walz, has known about it for some time now and failed to act.
So when they refer to, in some of the reporting, you just kind of have to help me out with the language here, they refer to the Somali diaspora. Is that just referring to the community that they've set up in Minneapolis?
Sorry, you actually cut out there a little bit. It's the snow here.
No, when they say the diaspora, the Somali diaspora, does that just mean the neighborhood or the area that they've kind of encamped at?
Yeah, so just to set the scene a bit, the estimates are that there are anywhere between 80 and 100,000 Somalis in Minnesota, the largest population in the United States in Minnesota. I think that those are conservative estimates. Also interesting the way that this is even tracked at all. It's very difficult to do just that. Many of them do live in Minneapolis. That's the highest concentration in Hennepin County in Minnesota. But that's really where you see this pervasive fraud. You have basically legislation that is passed, these laws that are passed to, let's say, create what they called stable housing, for people that are homeless or coming out of recovery and whatnot. And so this is just something, this is one of a recent example. So all of a sudden you have all of these providers that dozens and dozens of providers that crop up. Well, it turns out they're not actually providing that service at all. They're using people's information, their social security numbers. They're getting reimbursed. These people that have opened these places to, help, if you will, and none of these services are not, they're not happening. They're not being provided. We over at Alpha News have gone to many sites that are sitting vacant. Adult daycares, an autism center we investigated actually just last week. They almost look staged in a way. You can see through the window. People aren't there. They have, wow, hours of operation on their businesses. They're not there during those times. We make phone calls and they'll say, we have X amount of clients or this is what we're doing. That's not matching up when you actually go on site. But, it's not what's happening. You have an empty parking lot. You have an empty building.
So some of this list goes back several years, right? And there were people even in 2022 where the feds sort of tried to prosecute people that were in connection with the program aimed at feeding hungry children. So has all of this type of reporting from Alpha and whether it's, the Star Tribune or wherever, been following this all along? Or is this just something that, because Tim Walz is still defending this, isn't he?
Well, I don't know about defending it. He has now come out this weekend. His latest words were that he is doing something about it and helping to put people in jail. But I've yet to find anybody who actually thinks that he's done anything to help put anyone in jail. It's the U.S. Attorney's Office, the federal run through the feds. They've prosecuted 78 people tied to Feeding Our Future alone and other fraud as well. But actually, what's interesting is you have an account on X that was started by more than 400 DHS employees, actually current state employees that knew this fraud was getting so bad, they went to social media, not using their real names or anything, but they're pumping out information, trying to get attention over the years for, hey, there's not this, system in place. Hey, these safeguards are being ignored. And they came out this weekend and blasted Governor Walz, saying they went directly to him and that he never replied. And it's actually interesting that X account was suspended earlier today after this tweet of theirs went viral and then some this weekend. But that account has since been restored. But it's just Minnesota_DHS. But it's this Minnesota staff fraud reporting commentary. And they've been out there for years trying to raise awareness that, and we've done many, many stories and investigations over at Alpha going, you have Democrats overwhelmingly in power in Minnesota. Are they somehow in on this? How has this been allowed to continue?
Well, yeah.
In many cases, even get worse.
One of the lines, I just want you to react to this, because this is in some of the New York Times reporting. They say, some Somali Americans say that they're unfairly facing a new layer of suspicion against all of them rather than the small group accused of fraud. Critics of the Walz administration say that the fraud persisted partly because state officials were fearful of alienating the Somali community in Minnesota. Address that latter part of that. Sounds like there could be something to that.
Yeah, I think that especially after, the George Floyd riots in Minneapolis, obviously that spread all across the globe, but just that racism label was really, that was a thing. And even the federal prosecutors have come out and said that race was weaponized in this fraud. that you saw people seeing that, you know, that there were these financial red flags, and they would be kind of told by state officials. I mean, you even had our Attorney General, Keith Ellison, talk about that. He was actually caught on recording, but basically, like, if you don't give these people money, you know, you're racist. And who wants to be called that, right? Like,
exactly.
And so here we are years later, and the billions of dollars is now gone.
Yeah,
I mean,
so,
and in many cases, it's over in Kenya, Somalia. We've heard it's connected, you know, to Al-Shabaab. I mean, it's long gone.
I mean, the numbers are really staggering. I mean, we get desensitized these days when we hear billions and stuff. But when you look at, you know, how much was swindled compared to how much state money goes into, so I think it exceeded the entire budget of the Department of Corrections in Minneapolis was one analogy that they gave. Liz, always great to have you on. I know we didn't hook up because you were busy during the George Floyd anniversary, but I just have to tell you, I give people on a regular basis the Liz Collin Fall of Minneapolis Challenge. I say, just watch the first 20 minutes of that, and you tell me if you don't come away with a different feeling than you ever did on that particular story. And believe me, everybody comes back even watching the first part of the film with a different feeling. So I hope you're well and survive the winter up there in Minneapolis. Happy holidays.
Right back at you.
All
thank
right.
you for helping us spread the word.
Absolutely.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
I think you were starting to doubt me when I came in a couple hours ago about how the roads were going to be.
Yeah.
Because they're not in great shape right now. You got a closure on 6440.
Yeah, and it looks like, of course, as soon as I tell you that, they've opened one lane. So if you are westbound 6440, they shut it down past K. But it looks like they've opened one lane, and you can only see one clear lane of traffic. They were working on it to get that cleared. So if you're westbound 6440, there is a parking lot jam back to Clarkson, but really slow pockets that go all the way back through Clayton Skinker.
All right, we're going to keep you posted on that. You know, Saturday was great because, for the most part, people didn't have to get up Saturday morning and go places.
Right.
And by the time you did, it was just wet. The roads were wet. It's a little different because the temperatures are colder, and then, you know, people don't know how to drive in snow. Our friend Alex Gold, who's with us from Kansas City's 96.5 The Fan, we're going to talk about sports wagering, but you also have weather, I understand, on that side of the state. How are you, Alex?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, you know, this is it's still coming down here. You know, the roads are certainly not cleared yet entirely here in the KC area, and certainly I think people were a little surprised with how much we ended up getting. The big controversy here was some of the schools even sent out an email apologizing for not canceling. They kind of missed the ball on this one.
Yeah, well, we were wondering how our school districts were going to handle it here because, you know, it didn't move in until the afternoon. I think hopefully everyone's going to be okay, Sue, getting the school buses out, but that is absolutely a challenge. All right, so you and I have kind of formed this long-distance relationship on this topic of sports wagering because we hooked up a couple of years ago talking about this, and it's something that you're passionate about, I'm passionate about. We finally have this day right now, December 1st, where sports wagering is going to be legal in Missouri, but I still think people are confused about this.
Right, so it is fully operational on mobile apps. You know, I think there's 7 apps that are fully live right now, and, you know, if you're someone that was going to Illinois already to wager and you already had an existing account, you can log in with that exact same account and wager. And there's still sign up bonuses depending on what app you're looking at that you can take advantage of. But, you know, it is fully live. I mean, you can go, I know you guys, I don't know the names of them, but you guys have some retail in-person sports books that are opened up now as well, right there in St. Louis.
Yeah, and see, I don't even know where those are. I keep seeing the ads, you know, and I do sponsorship for Underdog Fantasy, but the fantasy games are different than what we're going to have to be allowed now
right
in Missouri. So you can see, and, you know, I think if you watch sports in particular, you're seeing a lot of competition in the ads because these companies, some of them from Las Vegas, they want to get going with this stuff because we've been waiting a while. This all passed last November.
Right. And you know, this is something that I think a lot of people have been waiting for since really 2018, even, Mark, you know, when obviously this became a state issue and then there was hold up in the legislature for a while. And then, of course, it had to go to a ballot. And then even then it was supposed to maybe launch in September. And then there was some reasons for that delay. We've talked about that in the past, and now it's finally here. But you're right about how crowded the market really is. I think, you know, right now there's 7 apps that are launching. Fast forward a couple of years from now, I think we will see some consolidation, you know, whether it's through merger or otherwise, or some folks that just get out of the business. You mentioned Underdog. They were supposed to have a temporary sports betting license to operate in Missouri, and late last week they pulled out their temporary license. They are headed down the predictive market path, which is a whole nother conversation and somewhat you know, complicated, I would say, at this point in time. But they're not going to have a sports betting app, but they will likely head down the path, if anybody's ever heard of, you know, Polymarket and some of these other predictive type of markets.
So did you see the story? This is interesting. Did you see the story last night? I have a lot of suspicion on 60 Minutes because of the way they've treated St. Louis, but they did a story on Polymarket last night. It was fascinating.
I did not see the story, but I'll tell you that there's a couple of issues that are interesting within it. One, you know, of course, the sports books and the regulated environment, they're upset about it because they're not paying the same gambling tax rate as, let's say, a FanDuel is if they were to operate a sports predictive market on an Underdog or these others. So you've got that battle going on. You have FanDuel, who was operating in Nevada, and because they want to get in the predictive market, Nevada said, hey, if you're going to get in the predictive market, we're going to pull your gaming license. So FanDuel pulled out of Nevada, and in any market where they don't have sports wagering legal, they're going to launch their own predictive markets. And so there's going to be, I think it's going to be a regulatory battle, but this is the next, I guess, big fight, if you're wondering, over the next couple of years, is going to be what's allowed, what's not, and if they're going to all put it under one umbrella.
So, you know, I know they call it Horseshoe down here, Sue, don't they? It used to be Lumiere, the Horseshoe Casino.
You
can place wagers there. I don't know. I guess you can do it at the other casinos, and you can do it with the apps. Now, Alex, as much as I'm a proponent of this, and, you know, I've told this story before, I've often sent money in the past 10 years, if not more, to Las Vegas to a friend I have out there and do some parlays, and we did quite well on some Albert Pujols home run bets a couple of years ago. Did real well on that, actually. So I've had some fun with it. and I've done it responsibly. I would be dishonest to the audience if I didn't admit at this point, given some of the scandals that have emerged, that I don't have a little bit of pause on some of this, even from a libertarian conservative perspective. I like to have the ability to do these things because I believe in freedom. But let's face it, there's some things that are on the horizon that the opponents of this have been kind of warning about, and they're coming to fruition.
There's no question. I mean, let's start with just, you know, the reality of needing to bet responsibly. I mean, you mentioned that. I think that is something that people need to recognize. It is very easy to get carried away. You need to bet responsibly. These apps do have limits you can even set on your own that, you know, if you want to set a deposit limit or a loss limit, and it's not something you can just remove in 5 minutes. It's something that you have to wait like a 30-day cooldown period. So there are some tools within apps if somebody's worried about that I think is important for people to know. In terms of what you're discussing as well with, you know, some of the integrity issues around sports, I mean, there's no doubt this is not going to be the recent scandals the last time we discussed that. I think with what has happened, you're going to see, and we've already seen it, these leagues get involved more with trying to limit the type of prop bets, maybe even deposit limits. You know, I think it was Major League Baseball a few weeks ago that announced that on, you know, ball strike type bets or speed of velocity of a pitch, they're going to limit those to $200 max wager, which, look, for a lot of people listening, that sounds like a lot of money anyway. But there were people that were wanting to bet a lot more than that on those particular wagers. And those are more susceptible for someone to fix it, like we've seen with the stories around the Cleveland Guardians relievers, Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz. You know, I think what's tricky is a lot of people do see the legalization of it and say, well, this is why there's going to be scandals. And while I don't think it's a 0%, I also think people have to recognize that long before legalized sports wagering, you've had betting scandals.
Absolutely.
I go all the way back to the Black Sox and others. So there needs to be certainly more, you know, tweaking, if you will, of the system. But I don't think it is, you know, the exact reason for some of these games and scandals being caught is because it's regulated, Mark. People are,
are
getting caught. Look, because they're betting on a regulatory.
And I'm good with that. And, like, here's the thing, though. Even as educated as I feel like I am on sports wagering, I've admitted that I didn't know you could wager on the speed, the velocity of a pitch. So, you know, some of those things, as someone who still believes in this, I think we can have conversations about, you know, dialing some of that back on the prop bets, and we'll see where that takes us. Hey, before I let you go, though, got to talk about the Chiefs. They seem like they salvaged their season a week ago that did not necessarily continue on Thanksgiving Day. Look, I kind of expected regression for this team, and you could still see flashes with the offense, but they're a bit challenged right now, aren't they?
It's a frustrating year. I mean, there's moments where they look like the old team, and then there's far more moments where they certainly just don't come up with the big play in those biggest spots, biggest moments time and time again. And they're an average football team. Look, they're 6-6, and they got to win out to get in because of some of the tiebreakers they do not have. So to get in the postseason, I think they have to win their final five. And they're going to be up against it the rest of the way. Every week is a playoff game for them. And, Mark, they you know, whether it's the ball not bouncing their way like it did last year, the years prior on a fumble from Dallas, and if they don't recover it, whether it's crucial penalties in the wrong moment, that is the story of this season. They can look great for a quarter, for a drive, and then they will make a boneheaded mistake. And that's not what we're used to in Kansas City, but that's the reality of the 2025 Kansas City Chiefs.
The Broncos are leading a division. The Bears are leading a division. This is a weird. This is one of the reasons I love the NFL. Even though I don't love the Broncos or the Bears, but this is one of the reasons I do love the NFL, because of the surprises. And certainly there were a lot. I think the games this weekend were pretty boring outside of the Thursday-Friday games, but some surprises nonetheless. We'll be talking more about gambling soon. Alex Gold, thank you very much. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Hey, you too. Thanks, Mark.
All right, take care. And we're going to continue to, you know, keep you posted on it. I think this is interesting, the way that this is being all rolled out. There is a lot of competition. The local paper, if you go to STL Today, they have pictures of people at Horseshoe Casino placing. Like, one dude was placing a wager on Indiana to win the national championship. Probably a good wager. Maybe not the best odds, because they're one of the best teams out there. But you can now do it here in Missouri. A little later this afternoon, because I want to give myself a little time to do this, but I rewatched Planes, Trains, and Automobiles over Thanksgiving weekend. And then I finally got to the John Candy documentary on prime. And I'll talk about all that later. But one of the things that's interesting, you know, the St. Louis scenes in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, it's set over Thanksgiving weekend, right? Steve Martin's trying to get home to Chicago. They swing through St. Louis. Well, there's snow on the ground, right? And one would be tempted, if you're a younger person in particular, to say, ah, snow on the ground in St. Louis around Thanksgiving. That can't be real, because we really haven't had that in a couple of decades. I mean, Dave will tell us. Dave Murray's going to join us after the top of the hour. Maybe we had one 5-6 years. I have no idea. But my point is, so I think you understand, we used to have more snow earlier in the season. And we're coming off, this is what's interesting, I think we're coming off the harshest winter, like real winter, that we've had in a while last year.
Yeah, I agree.
And this one's getting started that way. Now, it could snow like it did Saturday, and it could snow today and close down roads and stuff like that. And then we may not see any flakes until God knows when, right? Because that's just St. Louis weather. But it is a little bizarre, and Dave's going to join us after the top of the hour. There is some really interesting reporting in St. Louis Magazine today. I might try to get this guy. I don't know this guy who wrote the story. Ryan Kroll is his name. But check this out. This is, the headline is How Ladue Police Busted a ring of South American crime tourists, and they describe a situation in June of 2023. They refer to these guys as crime tourists. They drove up from Florida to St. Louis. They stayed across the river in Illinois. They visited Union Station at the Ferris wheel and other sites in Ladue and Huntley and Chesterfield. They went home, Sue, with heavier bags than they brought, toting a pair of $50,000 Rolexes, a $12,000 double flap pebbled Chanel purse, a gold MICDS class ring. Its value, not counting sentiment, came in at $1,500. All the loot had been pilfered from high-end homes in West County neighborhoods. Now, I've heard a little bit about these crimes. I never knew the details. I have some friends who weren't affected directly, but they told me some of the things that were going on. But this is a guy by the name of Benjamin Andres Oval Taibo and Jonathan Vejar Caro, who are from Chile. And they took home under $700,000 in jewelry and designer accessories in just four burglaries over three nights in June of 2023. But they got caught. And I'm going to tell you how that happened in a second. So they had the first break-in occur that year, June 9th. And they, as they describe in the St. Louis Magazine story, they're very impressive. Six bedrooms, even more bathrooms at this home. It's a short walk from Old Warson Country Club. They liked houses that sat on big lots lined with trees and recessed from the street. That gave them cover for the break-in. So on that night, a little after 9 p.m., these dudes are in their 30s, so they're young guys. They get into the neighborhood just north of the house that they're trying to hit, and they're in a Chevy Suburban being driven by another guy who's 21 years old. So the other two guys that I just mentioned hop out of the car. They cut between two mansions on foot heading south. At one house, there was a kid having a party, and that actually helped them because they were loud and they weren't looking in the other direction. So they're wearing hoodies, backpacks, masks, and gloves. They're running along a fence line of the backyard of the house that they're trying to hit toward the back patio with a built-in fireplace. They smash the glass of a rear door leading directly from the patio into the master bedroom, and they're in and out in 10 minutes. In those 10 minutes, Sue, this sounds like, you know, I was talking about this John Hamm show, Your Friends and Neighbors, and if you've seen that, there was a little bit of a storyline involving John's character robbing his own neighbors. But in 10 minutes, they made off with a 31,000 three-stone diamond ring, two $50,000 Rolexes, a Submariner and a Daytona, dozens of other pieces of jewelry. They took about a dozen purses and totes by Chanel, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, including, you would know more about this, or maybe you wouldn't, Louis Vuitton pochettes, is that the word?
Oh, I don't think I know.
Pochettes, it's spelled like P-O-C-H-E-T-T-S, in the colors of cherry blossom, Sue.
Oh.
Shiny brown, white, and the traditional LV print, Louis Vuitton. They never ventured further than a master bedroom. They didn't bother taking a pair of handguns. They took $28,000 white gold emerald ring with diamonds on the sides, a $3,400 pearl necklace. Man, people got a lot of expensive jewelry. And a class ring that I mentioned, and the grand sum of that haul was $330,000. But as you go through the story, and this is maybe where I can get this guy on who, you know, wrote the story. By the way, these guys are not supposed to be here, all right? They don't cross the border with visas. They overstay the 90-day limit for visa-free travel from Chile. So they're that's why they call them crime tourists, because they're not even supposed to be here legally. But somehow they were, and they were all arrested together in Florida at the end of June of 2023 and then brought back here. And one of the things that they address in the St. Louis Magazine article is that the Ladue police officers that were involved in this case and trying to, you know, wrap this up, used some interesting technology and were really, really effective in their own investigation.
Yeah.
So I guess they were, you know, they were looking, I guess, at security camera footage showed the first break in. And you see these two guys running across the home's backyard coming from another neighborhood. Well, then they get home security footage from the adjacent neighborhood, and they see the black Suburban prowling around. So then they start putting these things together. Look, we see this in movies and TV shows all the time, but since there's so many damn cameras over there everywhere, you can find things. Then they go and they find out that the car is a rental from Hertz, and they track that down. So the police work and the breadcrumbs that they had in tracking these guys down was very impressive, to say the least. Anyway, I thought it was an interesting story in St. Louis Magazine. We're going to wrap up this hour. We'll come back with an update from Dave Murray. Sue's going to have your traffic update, which might last a few minutes in just a second. We'll have an update on the afternoon snow. I have a few stories to share from the holiday. I got my Christmas tree over the weekend.
Ooh.
I want to tell a story about that. And we have a Monday edition.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.